All right, so coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Apparently, phone repair shops are booming during the heat wave due to people putting their phones in the refrigerator.
Because they're following, like, what do you call it? Like, Instagram advice and all that, TikTok crap.
Oh, is that where? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, like a bunch of quote-unquote influencers are like, oh, hey, man, if your phone overheats, put it in the fridge. So a lot of people are following suit, and then you come to find out that's a terrible
idea.
Has
your phone ever given you a heat warning?
Yeah, I was about to say, just keep it out of direct sunlight this time of year. I've definitely, it's like, I'm too hot.
I cannot believe that on the back of a phone, it does not have solar panels. So you leave the solar panels up, takes in the heat, charges the battery, doesn't get the phone hot.
Kills whales, bro.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I was just going to say,
it's always something.
Yeah.
Every time my phone's been like, it's too hot, I'm like, me too, phone. Like, it's gross out here today, dude.
It's nasty, man.
Yeah, you're right, phone. It is too hot.
Group of scientists recently gathered upwards of 100 species of spiders and raced them to see which was fastest, and I'm not working on it because we already did today.
Yep. The huntsman spider. Of course, the huntsman is the fastest.
I'm still chasing you.
Right. I don't like the idea of that big damn thing sprinting after me.
No. Not at all.
Makes you feel any better. I had a big black one in my sink this morning.
Oh, what
I feel better.
Well, he's dead now.
Pacific Northwest giant house spider or something like that?
I don't know. He was an evil-looking guy, and I was just like, oh, intruder. Hope you can swim, little buddy. He couldn't.
I have had... They can. That's the problem. You flush them, and then they'll come back out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I squeeze them to death first and then flush them.
That does prevent them from swimming.
Right. Enjoy your watery grave.
I've had the oddest relationship with one here in my room. I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and he's up on my ceiling. And I've got 10-foot ceilings in here. So it's in the middle of the night, I'm not going to get up on a stool and kill this little sucker. So he and I have an agreement. I just look at him and say, you just stay up there. I'll stay down here.
He said, don't worry. When you fall asleep, I'll climb on your face.
Pretty much. But you know what? I close my eyes and open them up about what seems like 15 seconds later, and he's just disappeared, and it scares the crap out of me. But at least he's out of sight, out of mind.
I have money that says when you're asleep, he drops down on you.
I don't
whispers in your ear.
Mike, you're going to wake up one day and not be able to get out of bed because there's a web over you.
He's just whispering in my ear, you're a little bitch.
I've been waiting to get you.
I'm your daddy. Apparently, sleeping too long could be an early sign of Alzheimer's.
Well, what is too long?
Right, like the recommended amount is what, 6 to 7 hours? So I'm guessing anything over 9?
Well, if it's consistently like that. I think if you need to sleep a lot, then your body's telling you that you are exhausted. You've done something, you know, you've been busy for a few days, whatever the deal is. I mean, your normal sleep schedule should just be somewhat consistent.
Right. I feel you.
I think I got like 6.5 last night.
That's about where I was at. I've been sleeping like the dead lately, man.
Well, then you'll still be asleep, Mike. More.
Yeah, try not.
What was kind of nice, too, is last night some of that cooler air moved in. It was quite nice.
Oh, it was lovely. Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. I'm going to give you guys, honestly, a 10% chance of success on this one. Steve, you currently hold the title with a single win yesterday. It is a noun brought to you by the letter B. And what this is a small household ornament or decorative object.
Bobble.
It's a bobble. You're close, but no, it's a three-syllable word.
Starts with B.
Small household ornament or decorative object, starting with B.
You said it. What is it? A noun?
Yeah. Noun. The word is bibelot.
Oh God!
I never would have got that.
Yeah, bibelot.
Bibelot.
B-I-B-E-L-O-T.
I've only heard that once. I can't remember what context.
They're like talking about their small ornament.
Yeah, it was something. Bibelot.
Do you want to come over
his
and look at all my...
set up a table every week at the flea market where he sold all sorts of bibelots and bric-a-brac from ceramic figurines to tiny brown glass sculptures.
Bibelots and bric-a-brac.
Okay. That sounds like you're insulting somebody.
Yeah. Dumbass bibelot.
Bric-a-brac. Apparently, night owls are found to carry more body fat and have worse blood sugar markers.
Well, I believe that. You typically don't make your best decisions at night.
Yeah.
That's fair call.
I mean, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink.
Some people just can't sleep.
Sure.
But,
all awake and fat.
I don't know what it is, man. I turned back into a pumpkin by 8 o'clock.
Now I'm a late night guy. I have to force myself to go to bed at 1 just so I know I can get a decent amount of sleep.
Good Lord. I'm usually waking up to pee at 1.
Yeah. Next time you wake up to pee, just say goodnight. I'll hear it somehow.
Yeah, like we always say, like, I'm just a thrill. Like, to me, Mike's like, oh, I'm asleep by 10. I'm like, 10 o'clock's when I'm, like, launching into a series I want to watch.
Yeah.
Tell you what, next time I wake up at 1 to pee, I'll text to both of you. Good night, guys.
Yeah.
Good night, Mike.
I'll be asleep with Mike.
Happy peeing.
Looking out for spiders.
According to a new study, some pre-cooked seafood may actually carry more chemicals than raw fish.
Well, I believe that.
Hey,
it's pre-cooked, so to preserve it, I'm sure they added something.
Exactly. I don't... Yeah. Seafood's already kind of a dangerous food, as it is. It's fine. Like, you're not going to die from it, but I feel like you're rolling the dice as to what kind of seafood you're getting here.
Sure. I mean, what do you mean? Like, it's not like bingo. I mean, you kind of know what you're eating.
I just feel like if somebody eats a bad something, it's seafood related, more often than not. You know, you had a bad oyster, bad clam.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's also... I feel like... Yeah, I was going to say, I'm kind of with Mike, right? Like, if you buy shrimp, you know what I mean? Like, you got to cook that in the next day. You know what I mean? Like, I would let shrimp sit around raw in my fridge for 3 days and then be like, oh, cook it now.
No. That's why there's nothing wrong with buying seafood. It's all flash frozen. I mean, you can buy fresh if you can, but you're right. You got to cook it right away. But most of the time, you go to the grocery store, you just buy a bag of shrimp. It's already frozen. You just throw it in the freezer, cook it when you want.
Right. And I'm not talking like salmon or tuna or anything like that. It's usually like kind of the shellfish variety.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they're, you know, the bugs of the sea tend to be a little sketch.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I ate that green mussel.
Ooh, are they good? Green lip mussels from New Zealand? Jesus, are they good. I love those.
You're going to cramp yourself the next day, but you know what? They're delicious.
Oh, my God, I love those.
A woman in Florida was hiding from police in a shed, but you won't believe what gave her hiding spot away, Miles.
What did give her a hiding spot
away?
Tell
you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the team doctor for the Senegal's men's soccer team. All right, now he has been the team doctor for that team since 2017, including this year's World Cup. Anyway, he's found himself in a bit of controversy after a soccer official accused the team doctor of not being qualified to serve as a doctor for the men's team because he's a gynecologist. There you go. That's the whole thing. They're like, look, we're not saying he does not have a medical degree. We're not saying he does not understand, obviously, basic medicine. It is the men's soccer team. His specialty is the vagina. You do the math. You do the math. But they also pointed out, they said, look, we're not trying to be chintzy here. He is a doctor. But they said even when he talks to the players about certain things, the players don't necessarily buy in.
I've never seen one of their players bleeding.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying, man. Like,
wow.
Damn,
Jesus.
You know, straight forward.
That's a golly.
He's good at his job.
Bleeding from between the legs, finally.
Wow, dude.
I've been waiting for
that. You're pregnant.
Oh, Jesus.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.